The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new app of the Ewan for Breakfast podcast exclusive to Listener. Denise Drysdale has just been kicked out of the jungle with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I am lucky enough to catch up with her this morning. Ian Moss is going to be in town this weekend. He's going to drop by for a chat. Footy and netball are going to kick off this weekend. Mid-Southeast KNT, we're going to talk about that. And basketball, the first doubleheader of the season at Willunda, is about to take place, and we're going to find out what Hilly has to say in a moment. There is lots to do as part of today's podcast, but let's talk basketball first of all. Hilly is back. First home games of the season, doubleheader at Willunda. Hilly, g'day.
How you doing, Ewan?
Yeah, good, mate. Doubleheader last weekend. Four wins on the road for the men's and women's team collectively. It puts you in great stead for this weekend.
Well, it does. Sometimes some of that stuff can be a little bit fool's gold. But yeah, both teams played really well, particularly the girls actually had really comfortable wins. We caught a couple of teams that were undermanned, in terms of they haven't got their team together just yet. So the draw was kind to us, but we played pretty well. So we're happy. Frankston and Ballarat coming in this weekend to two tough games again.
Now, they are two tough teams, mate. How are we going to go, do you think?
Well, Frankston games, I've been scouting them and looking at them. They're just ridiculously talented. They were one of the best teams last year, and they've had two high-quality imports to that same group. So they're on paper with Sandringham, one of the best two teams and even knocked two of the champions last year. So they're going to be really tough on Saturday night. And Ballarat, we haven't seen an awful lot of at this point. They look like a team that, looked like a sort of middle of the pack team on paper. But like, you can never judge things on paper. So, we're aiming to get two wins if we can.
Mate, tell me about the boys, because you've put together a pretty good team this year, mate.
Yeah, I like the team. It's similar in many ways to our teams of the last few years in terms of talent. It's a little different because we have a young Sudanese boy in Akecha Lea who I think has high level potential. He's sort of still learning the game a little bit and learning how to be a pro and all of that. And he's really coming on very, very quickly. So I love that acquisition for our group. Tom Daly's back. He gives us some experience. It's going to be a while before he gets back to the Tom that we knew before he had a year off. But he'll get there, I'm sure. So that's two really good acquisitions for us. We've brought in Christian Peavy as an import to replace Jacob, who was great for us last year. Unfortunately, Jacob couldn't come back. Christian's finding his feet a little bit, and we're asking him to do something that he doesn't normally do, in terms of positional play. So that can be difficult for someone. He had one great game and one game that he was disappointed in last weekend. So he'll take a little bit of time as well.
Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Willunda doubleheader this weekend. Cracking games of basketball. I cannot wait to talk to you about it Monday morning. Have a great weekend at Willunda, mate.
Hopefully I'm in a good mood Monday when you're speaking to me.
We'll see. Thanks, Hilly.
Okay, mate. You have a good weekend. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hilly, talking basketball, it's going to be a huge weekend of sport because football and netball get underway as well. And to talk KNT, Peter McClellan joins me on the line. Pete, good morning.
Morning, listeners. Getting excited for the weekend ahead?
Mate, it's going to be a huge weekend. How is the season shaping for 2024?
Well, we've had a lot of ex-locals coming back in. You probably heard of Trengo coming back to Kyvie, so that'll be handy. He'll be worth the admission price. So, no, it's going to be a very big opening round there.
All right, take us through the game of the round this weekend. Who do you reckon is going to be the game to watch?
Well, we can't go past the two grand finalist teams playing off. Border Districts and Kingston at Kingston there. That'll be huge. So that was a titanic battle there. Only just won by Borders on the day. But Kingston actually beat them twice during the year. So that's probably the match of the round. So that'll be good. Next one is Keith v. Bordertown at Bordertown. That's going to be another cracking game. Bordertown's recruited well, so is Keith. So the Oval's looking fantastic. And they've got Kybe and Lucindale, two teams wanting to get up from last year with some players ready to go. Then Panola v Mandala, who are always in the finals down at Panola. And Padthaway and Narracourt will finish off the round, and that'll be a cracking game down at Padthaway.
Footy and Netty not only getting underway in the KNT this weekend, Mid-Southeast also have the start of their season. Round one about to kick off. Peter Mitchell joins me for a chat. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Peter, I cannot believe footy has rolled around so quickly.
That's true. It just seems like the other day was the grand final, and here we are now about to kick off and start another season, and there'll be people out excited to follow their team and to follow their clubs and to play the sport and to catch up with old acquaintances. So it'll be exciting to start the season.
It will be indeed. Now, how is round one going to go for the Mid-Southeast?
Well, this is where clubs are all thinking they've done their homework over the summer, and there's going to be some, everyone's starting in the same position, and they'll all be thinking they're going to improve and be better. And that's what we'd like to see, is that some of the clubs that haven't been quite up there, you know, have that opportunity to improve themselves and have a chance to fight for that finals later in the year. So, yeah, we've got four exciting games starting off, which will be quite interesting.
Now, what is going to be the game of the round this weekend for round one?
Well, I guess we can't go past our grand finalists or, you know, our top sides from last year. And two of the top sides we had were Clangadoo and Port Macdonald. The game was scheduled to be played at Clangadoo, but it is being played at Port Macdonald. And this will be a ripper, absolute ripper. Port Macdonald were the minor premiers last year and were leading for most of the year. Unfortunately, didn't quite get through to the last game. And Clangadoo were the premiers for the year. So this will be a real cracker for the A grade. And I don't really know where to pick, but I guess early in the year, probably the home side might have the advantage playing at home. Might be Port Macdonald, but it'll be a ripper game, absolute ripper.
Now, what are the other games that we can check out this weekend, Pete?
So, going through, we've got Tongarong playing Mount Burke. Tongarong looking to improve on last year and be more competitive. And Mount Burke will be looking to, again, get a little bit better and a little bit closer to the top again. They've got a new coach coming back, an old player. I shouldn't say old player, but past player in Clint Gallio, and Clint will be making sure that their side's full of run, and the Kongarong side, I'm sure they'll be putting up their best fight as well, playing at Kongarong. I think the Mount Burr side will be probably a little bit too strong. Then we've got Glencoe and Haverley. Glencoe at home against Haverley. Haverley, again, really should be around the mark this year. They're a very strong side, very strong club, and Glencoe, I think they would have improved over the year. And this will be a reasonably good game, but I'd probably have to lean towards Haverley being a little bit too strong in this first game. And the last game that we've got is Tanninola and Robe, and this is played at Tanninola. And this will be an interesting game between the two red and white sides. And I suspect that the Tan side will have improved, and the Robe side, again, at various parts of last year, they were one of the best sides in the competition, and I expect them to still be very competitive this year. So probably Robe a little bit too strong for the home side and Tanninola. But nevertheless, it'll be exciting football and netball. And as I said, there'll be lots of people getting out to catch up with their neighbours and friends from years gone by.
It is going to be a huge weekend of sport right the way across the Limestone Coast. But for something lighter right now, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Have you been watching it on Channel 10? Denise Drysdale has just got out of the jungle. She joins me on the line for a chat. Denise, good morning.
How are you? It wasn't a couple of days. It was nearly 11. Thank you.
Tell me about your experience, because there were a lot of things that you did in the jungle, and you opened up and gave people a bit of a look at the life that is Denise Drysdale.
I did. I loved being in there, and I met some really great people and got on really well. However, there was a generation gap, but that's fine. They're 20s and 30s, and Mummy's 75 now. No, I enjoyed it, but, Jesus, I'm glad to get out.
You made some connections with the other contestants that were in the jungle with you, but some of them didn't necessarily get your sense of humour. And one of the things that was, I suppose, polarising for Aussies were you took your mum and dad into the jungle.
I did. Mum and dad have been dead quite a few years. Dad died first, mum went second. And I had their ashes put into some little containers and I've had them in there since they passed. And I take they've been on so many trips. They love travelling and so they've really enjoyed it. And they enjoyed the jungle experience, but they are glad to go home as well as I am.
Denise, one of the really cool things that you got to do was to highlight a charity that's close to your heart while you were in the jungle. Can you tell me about Gotcha for Life?
It's run by Gus Warland. He lost his mentor and friend to suicide. So he did a documentary called Man Up, and he got so much reaction to that. He's put together a program that goes into schools. So it's a really wonderful cause.
Denise, you have had what I could only describe as a remarkable life. Sure, there have been ups and there have been downs. Was the jungle an experience that you are going to look back on fondly eventually?
I don't think so, no. I have to be honest. I mean, if you go in there, when I watched the show from home, I thought, oh, I'd love to get in there and clean up. You can't. You can't do it. It's dust on dust on dust. I've got dust. In fact, I've had a shower for about an hour tonight and I'm still getting dust out of places it shouldn't be.
Well, Denise, it has been so entertaining to have you in the jungle for 11 days. The jungle is not going to be the same without you, let me tell you. But thank you for joining us this morning and congratulations on getting out.
Thanks, Ewan. Thank you. I'm very happy to be out.
Out of the African jungle, heading to the Sir Robert Helpman Theatre. This weekend, Ian Moss is in concert. The Rivers Run Dry Tour will be in town. And Ian, it is going to be an absolutely sensational show in Mount Gambier.
Mate, it's great to be back. It's such a wonderful venue, the Robert Helpman Theatre, and a beautiful part of the world.
Now, Ian, how did the idea of the Rivers Run Dry album come to pass in the first place, mate?
Look, there's no super plan. What we do, you're just aiming to write songs and get a whole bunch of songs under your belt. Pretty much, you start recording and then you find out whether they work or not. You don't start thinking, oh, I don't know if this is the right song for this album.
Ian, the Rivers Run Dry album. Would I be right to say it is quintessentially Australian?
The Rivers Run Dry album certainly evokes images of outback Australia. With all the lyrics, you know, some great lyricists on there, including Lucy DeSoto, Don Walker, Troy Cassadaly, Diesel. You really can't go wrong when you're working with people like that. And you certainly can't go wrong in singing about your home country.
Ian, not only are you going to be performing songs from the Rivers Run Dry album, but you've got an entire back catalogue, not only from your solo career, but from Cold Chisel as well. You're going to give people a bit of everything on the weekend.
Yeah, I've got to mix it up, Rivers Run Dry, but you've got songs from the Matchbook album, which include Tucker's Daughter, Telephone Booth, Out of the Fire, Such a Beautiful Thing. And then, of course, I've got my version of Cold Chisel songs such as Bow River and Choir Girls and Flame Trees, for example. They all work really well. And I like to round the show out with some good old jazz blues, which I'm very fond of, songs like Georgia on My Mind and Cry Me a River. Yeah, so it's a well-rounded show.
Ian, Rivers Run Dry, the tour is continuing. You're in town this weekend. It's going to be a sensational show. It has been fantastic to talk to you about not only the album, but about your career and about music in general. Thanks for stopping by for a chat today and good luck on Saturday.
Mate, looking forward to being in the Mount one more time.
Now, if you're looking for something to do Friday night, I can tell you, heading to South Gambia to be part of the Ronald McDonald House Charities Quiz Night is going to be a great way to go. I'll be there. I'll be the quiz master for the night and the MC. Melissa has all the details of what's going on. Melissa, g'day.
Good morning to you. Yeah, so we're down at the South Gambia Footy Club this Friday for a quiz night. We're bringing the Mount Gambier community together for a bit of fun, a bit of laughter. It starts at 7 o'clock, and we're just really looking to raise money and raise awareness about the work that we're doing and the support that we're providing for Mount Gambier families.
Now, you guys do provide an awful lot of support for not only Mount Gambier families, but for Limestone Coast families.
Absolutely. So in the last 5 years, we've provided over 2,500 nights of accommodation just for Mount Gambier families. Now, if they were to pay for accommodation themselves, we're talking about over $620,000 worth of accommodation that those families would have had to have paid. So what we're doing is really raising awareness about the fact that when you have to travel to the city to receive care for your child, Ronald McDonald House is there. It's free to stay with us. But we do need to raise money to be able to pay our bills and to be able to keep making sure that we're there for regional families.
To keep the lights on and the doors open. Now, Ronald McDonald House Charities is supported by the team at Macca's. They do an absolutely sensational job, but they don't fund everything.
No, that's a common misconception. So about 25% of our funding comes from McDonald's. And what they do is they keep our admin costs really low. It means that every dollar that you donate or everything that's raised at that quiz night will go directly to support families. But we are relying on fundraising to do that. The relationship with McDonald's is amazing. They do amazing things, but they're not paying the bills, and we rely on our community to help us to keep our doors open.
So we want as many people at the quiz night as possible on Friday night. I'm going to be there hosting. How can people get tickets?
So jump onto our website, rmhc.org.au, and follow the links to the South Australian page. You can jump on Facebook and have a look, follow the QR codes, Google us, whatever, you'll find a way, or just rock up at the South Gambia Footy Club at around 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Melissa, cannot wait for it. It's going to be an absolutely blinder of a night, raising money for Ronald McDonald House Charities. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
It is going to be an absolutely sensational night. And let's talk all events for the weekend. Heaps going on. School holidays are about to kick off this weekend, so please be careful. Kids are going to be around everywhere. Grand final this weekend in women's footy, Sunday, taking place at Mundalla. The B-grade grand final from 11 a.m. Penola are taking on South Gambia, and North Gambia taking on Kybe Bolite from 1 p.m. in the A-grade grand final. Hockey is back this weekend if you want to check out some great games of hockey. Greyhound, Tara Raceway, the Gold Cup taking place on Sunday. It is going to be a massive day out at Tara Raceway. Pioneers home games, Frankston Blues, Ballarat Miners, home doubleheader this weekend at Woolloondah. First game Saturday night, second game on Sunday, taking place for the men and women's. And the Castleton markets are taking place over the course of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Axis Employment have got their Limestone Cup soccer competition for people with disabilities taking place on Saturday, 10 a.m. It's open to the public. Disc golf will be back on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Ian Moss performing at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre on Saturday night. And the Mount Gambier Theatre Group are putting on a show called Dinner at the Will Street Theatre Friday and Saturday night. It's an adults-only show, by the way. The Mini Roos Gala Day is taking place at Blue Lake Sports Park this weekend, commencing at 9 o'clock when it comes to soccer. And this weekend, the Coonawarra After Dark Vintage Stomp, it is taking place tonight. DiGiorgio Family Wines is when it's on. Fun gets underway from about 6:30. $1,000 prize money up for grabs. It is always a great night at DiGiorgio Family Wines for the Vintage Stomp if you'd like to head Coonawarra way. And whatever you do, don't forget Footy and Netty are back this weekend. Mid-South East, KNTFL, both competitions get underway. Big shout out to everybody that's playing round one action. It is going to be massive. Do not forget the Fantasy and Medieval Fair. It is taking place this weekend at the showgrounds. Two huge days. There's going to be jousting taking place. There's a whole lot more than jousting, but I'm excited by the jousting. If you'd like to know more about it, jump online to their website. All the details are there on how you can get tickets and, of course, what is going on. The feast on Saturday night is going to be massive too. Now, I have got a job to do tonight as well. The Ronald McDonald House quiz night. It's taking place at South Gambier. It's going to get underway at 6 p.m. Make sure you pop on out. Say good day. It's a great cause to get behind. Grab some family members, some friends. Have a great night out. Give the grey matter a little bit of a workout and join us for what is going to be a great night. The quiz night for Ronald McDonald House Charities here in the Limestone Coast. I cannot wait to see everybody there. We have got an absolutely massive weekend. There's been lots of stuff on the podcast to talk about as well. Thanks for joining me this morning. The Ewan for Breakfast podcast will be back next Friday. The Everything Limestone Coast podcast will kick off Monday morning. There's a whole lot of sport to talk about. There's a whole lot of sport to talk about after an epic weekend of sport. Have a great weekend. Make sure you join me Monday for the Everything Limestone Coast podcast exclusive to listener.